We're reading the peace article by Baal HaSulam. We're in the title, Necessity to Practice Caution with the Laws of Nature. You can find this article in our website. You can also ask questions there. Let's start. The necessity to practice caution with the laws of nature. We can all plainly see that the human species must lead a social life, meaning we cannot exist and sustain ourselves without the help of society. Therefore, imagine an event where one retires from society to a desolate location and lives there a life of misery and great pain due to his inability to provide for his needs. That person would have no right to complain about Providence or his fate. And if that person were to do that, meaning complain and curse his bitter fate, he would only be displaying his stupidity. For while Providence has prepared for him a comfortable, desirable place in society, he has no justification to retire from it to a desolate place. Such a person must not be pitied, since he goes against the nature of creation, since he has the option to live as Providence has ordered him. He should not be pitied. That sentence is agreed upon by all of humanity without dispute. And I can add and establish it on a religious basis and give it such a form. Since Providence extends from the Creator, one undoubtedly has a purpose in his actions, since no one acts without a purpose. We find that anyone who breaks a law from the laws of nature that he has imprinted in us corrupts the purposeful aim. Because the purpose is undoubtedly built over all the laws of nature, none excluded. Just as the clever worker would not add or subtract even a hair's breadth of the necessary actions to attain the goal, he who spoils even a single law harms and damages the purposeful aim that the Creator has set and will therefore be punished by nature. Hence, we too, creatures of the Creator, must not pity him, because he desecrates the laws of nature and defiles the purpose of the Creator. That, I believe, is the form of the sentence. And I believe that it is not a good idea for anyone to contradict this form that I have given to the sentence, since the words of the sentence are one. For what is the difference if we say what the supervisor is called nature, meaning mindless and purposeless, or saying that the supervisor is wondrously wise, knowing, feeling, and has a purpose in his actions? In the end, we all admit and agree that we are obliged to observe the commandments of Providence, meaning the laws of nature. And we all admit that one who breaks the commandments of Providence, meaning the laws of nature, should be punished by nature and must not be pitied by anyone. Thus, the nature of the sentence is the same, and the only difference is in the motive. They maintain that the motive is necessary, and I maintain that it is purposeful. To avoid having to use both tongues from now on, one, the nature, two, the supervisor, between which, as I have shown, there is no difference regarding the following of the laws, it is the best for us to agree and accept the words of the Kabbalists that Hateva, nature, has the same numerical value in Hebrew as Elohim, God, 86. Then I will be able to call the laws of God, nature's mitzvot, commandments, or vice versa, the mitzvot of Elohim by the name nature's laws, for they are one and the same, and we need not discuss it further. Now it is vitally important for us to examine nature's mitzvot, to know what it demands of us, lest it would mercilessly punish us. We have said that nature obligates humankind to lead a social life, and this is simple. But we need to examine the mitzvot that nature obliges us to observe in that respect, meaning with respect to the social life. In general examination, we find that there are only two mitzvot to follow in society. These can be called, one, reception, and two, bestowal. This means that each member must, by nature, receive his needs from society and must benefit society through his work for its well-being. And if one breaks one of these two mitzvot, he will be mercilessly punished. We need not excessively examine the mitzvah of reception, since the punishment is carried out immediately, which prevents any neglect. But in the other mitzvah, that of bestowal upon society, not only is the punishment not immediate, but it is given indirectly. Therefore, this mitzvah is not properly observed. Thus, humanity is being fried in a heinous turmoil, and strife and famine and their consequences have not ceased thus far. The wonder about it is that nature, like a skillful judge, punishes us according to our development. For we can see that to the extent that humankind develops, the pains and torments obtaining our sustenance and existence also multiply. Thus you have a scientific, empirical basis that His providence has commanded us to observe with all our might the mitzvah of bestowal upon others in utter precision, in such a way that no member from among us would work any less than the measure required to secure the happiness of society and its success. As long as we are idle performing it to the fullest, nature will not stop punishing us and take its revenge. And besides the blows we suffer today, we must also consider the drawn sword for the future. The right conclusion must be drawn that nature will ultimately defeat us and we will all be compelled to join hands in following its mitzvot with all the measure required of us.
Is it
what a beautiful thing. It's a fully ready-made article.
Yes, well, so what do we have to ask here? You have nothing to ask about this, Dudi.
Only to publicize it.
Yeah.
PT3.
Okay, who's there?
Why does he determine that these two mitzvot, reception and bestowal, are necessary by nature to receive from society and to bestow for society?
Nature is built from still, vegetative, animate, and speaking in all different levels, forms, and manners. Meaning, there is something that exists, something that is, that there is always absorption, support, connection, separation, etc. It cannot be that in this thing you don't have plus without a minus and minus without a plus. That's why there has to be mutuality between the two. So it starts with a single force to arrange the correct relationships between all the contradictory parts. And all these contradictory parts, which on the one hand are contradictory, on the other hand they're going towards connection, they hold themselves above their nature every time. That's called development, that's called evolution. That every time the connection between the parts is becoming more and more tight, complex, and then in such a way nature exists. So what are you asking?
I'm asking about that determination that there are two laws in society. One is reception, the other is bestowal. According to the egoistic law, I see that the less you invest to profit more.
It doesn't matter, less or more. You can't do one without the other. Also on the degree of still, vegetative, and even the degree of speaking. If you are talking about a person that isn't examining, but it's already in a different form, then there is also reception and also bestowal.
That's true, but he says that bestowal has to be maximal, and by nature, it's minimal.
That's already evolution, mister, also in our body, which is the highest possible degree of nature of this world. Also in our body, then you have those that absorb and those that give. You have this balance only in the level of balance. There it is, guarded, maintained. And in addition to that, there is a human level where people need to be also in reception and bestowal. In these two contradictory opposite forms, they need to be in balance.
So why does the law of nature require maximal bestowal from us?
Maximum bestowal upon rejection, what is revealed from the side of nature, and then we will be truly balanced. You have the minus force always in comparison to the plus force. You can't depict the plus force more than you have a viut, masach, returning light, rejections, hatred, this system of klipah, what not, that you bring them to balance, and from this balance between them, you build the force of bestowal. And this force of bestowal is exactly as the force of reception. That in the stages of the ladder, it always reaches the state of balance.
Now, the first law that everyone has to be in society is known. Why isn't the law of bestowal publicized?
It's not publicized because you need to reveal it, and by that to discover the Creator and invest thoughts in that and become a human being and not an animal. And if it worked in you naturally, then you would be an animal, you would be an angel. Is that it, Niv?
Yes, thank you.
Okay.
Well,
Moscow 4.
такую историю, что человек, допустим, захотел и сделал какое-то хорошее дело, но таким образом он...
Some person wanted to do something, a good action. Well, he invested in it, but by doing it, he didn't enable others to steal or to lie, and then he got punished for it. So what should he do? How can he invest in society? He doesn't want to be punished by the ones who steal.
I don't know where you saw such a system, but it's interesting to hear. Interesting to hear. We will... It's a shame just to have these philosophizations. We need to see where we can add... Where we can add love upon hatred. We don't ruin hatred, we need to learn how to complete it with love. And then you'll see that these things, they don't cancel each other. They only give a different form of existence to one another. You need to think about it.
Is there a clear example for this? There is an example. Let's say a person was in some gang. He doesn't want to go out of the gang. No one will let him leave.
What do you want to say about that? That we're in a state that we're unable to do anything towards goodness? He can enter a group where he receives new discernments, a new method, and slowly, gradually advance. Why do you think it's not? If you take some kind of group there, if you take a gang, it's something else. We don't take such things that are very distant from correcting it. You need to correct all of the environment, and then to reach the center of such manners, of such things. And why would you even think about it?
These are just things that happen much, not only in gangs. Let's say a person in his workplace wants to do something good or to report something.
You have to care, have concern how it will be received. You need to learn how to treat them accordingly as well. And again, love covers all crimes. When you are in contact with them and you're gradually working in such a way that you're coming closer to them, that they better understand you. This is a matter of education. It requires a lot of time and coming closer properly to people. I don't understand how...
Know
how to educate. It's a process.
בסדר.
Okay. I hope that in Russia it'll be learnt. I really hope.
יש עוד מה להוסיף שם.
There is more to add there.
Latin 4.
Shalom, querido Rag.
Hello, dear Rav. Will it be correct to think that we can attain the peace in the world as a result of humanity understanding and performing actions of bestowal above their will to receive? That's the way I understand.
Yes, each and every one should try and do this, support from other people, and this is how there will be peace in the world. We only need to understand that what we're talking about now, it seems to us so distant, so impossible, but it's because we do not feel that it's happening in our world, But as soon as we begin to see here and there all these kinds of little actions, it will become part of nature and it won't be so difficult. It will be normal.
Moscow 7.
Абсолютный такой закон, да, когда одиночка отделяется. И это было бы справедливо, допустим, на
Казахстане. There is an absolute law when a person is secluded from society, and there is a punishment for anyone who knows this law. But in my opinion, it's not fair to punish the ones who don't know the laws. It's like a mother punishing her son without explaining what the law is.
We see from nature that even among small children or animals, the fact that they don't understand, they cannot yet receive education through intellect, then they receive it through blows. Also among animals and also among people. It's written in the Torah that one who prevents his son from teaching hates him. There's no choice. We need to influence a person on the same level and the same height that he's able to comprehend. And from that, we need to do a correct summary. We see this happening also among animals and also among people, and even it's written in the Torah. And that is why there is a limitation that needs to reach every single person in society, that this is okay and this isn't okay, otherwise how do you limit him? And you, above this, need to activate.
Why should we pity them? He writes that we shouldn't pity them. This I don't understand. Why not pity them?
If a person is in society and he hears and he's not willing to receive education from society, then of course he cannot request to be pitied. Simple as that. Let's say he's now in the society that each one needs to go and bring money to, in order for the sustainability of the society, but he doesn't go. Not that he can't or has any problems, he doesn't want to. So if he doesn't want to, then the society can start pressuring him. So you won't get what you need. You won't get services from the society. We also act this way in our society. What is unjust here? If you don't do it, someone else needs to do it. How do you demand this from others? It's not really clear to me what you're saying. We live in a society that there is mutual agreement, there are laws that we need to keep. Whoever, and someone says, I don't want to. Doesn't want to. Go ahead. But you erase yourself, you remove yourself from society. No, I don't. Why don't I deserve this or that? Because you removed yourself. I didn't remove myself. Okay, if you didn't remove yourself, then you need to integrate with everyone. You need to participate with everyone. One of the two. How are you looking at this? I don't know. I see it in a few groups already, this approach.
But they don't know these laws when they come out of society. They don't understand this is how the system is built. There's some pressure on a person by the Creator.
That is why you need to educate them, so they will know what the conditions under which we are acting are, and there's no choice. We need to explain it to everyone. The laws of nature, no one can cancel. Can't, simply can't. You can jump off the mountain and not be harmed? No, you can't. There are laws. It's like the laws of physics. Also, there are laws in human society. Only we don't know. We don't want to keep them. That's why we are suffering. We don't understand. The wisdom of Kabbalah teaches us the laws of nature. Only those that are not apparent to everyone. They're not apparent. But we are suffering because we're not keeping them in the correct way. If all these laws that we need to keep in our society were revealed, we would of course be, we would keep them from our nature, from our will to receive, which wants to enjoy. No one would cause harm to themselves, and we would keep all of these laws, then that would be considered that we are angels. Angels.
ואז אני בטוח שעושה הכל נכון. אבל הבורא רוצה שאנחנו נכיר את החוקים האלה לא בצורה כזאת, אלא שאנחנו נרצה לקיים אותם מפני שזה חוקים שלו. ואז נגיע לדרגה.
These laws. And then we'll reach a degree of the existence of these laws, not through knowledge, but through faith.
זה כבר... כאן כבר אנחנו לא כל כך מבינים.
Here we don't really understand what it's talking about, but you should understand one thing. If you don't know the laws of nature, then by that you are not solving yourself from blows. You will have to learn it. And comes the wisdom of Kabbalah and explains to you. When does it explain? Only now. Why only now? Because humanity, through its evolution, has only now reached a state that it needs to learn the concealed laws of nature. And now is the time. And we're beginning to identify this ourselves, and we need to bring them this new method of education to all of humanity. It's not education that teaches us of this world, but of the concealed laws of nature that are working on us and that we should know, because then we will be able to reach the good world, the good form of existence.
Ну тогда пока я не донес этот закон до них, значит, я должен как минимум жалости.
Until I give them this law, I should feel pity for them.
Yes, of course, you have to take care of them, and you need to feel yourself as responsible for the entire world.
Moscow 6.
Раба, вот в продолжение вопроса. Мы не должны изменять как бы индивидуальность каждого, то есть данные его.
To continue this question, we shouldn't change the individual traits of each and every one, what he got from nature, just to make the atmosphere.
I cannot change my nature. I cannot change my nature. No one can change their nature. All we need to do is we need to learn the laws of connection between us, the laws of communication, of integration. These are the laws we need to learn. We need to study them and keep them. But each one within themselves don't need to change a thing, only outside of us towards the others.
Zaya Moscow, Peter
too.
Good morning, everyone, Rav.
Мы показываем это все, мы говорим, что примеры они должны увидеть. Примеры мы дадим. А кто еще, кроме нас, может...
Maybe we should And we show it. We say that we should show an example, to give an example. Who else can give an example except for us? Maybe we should open our broadcast in Nebuch and see how it's going on in Nebuch, how people are working with each other, how we should show it. How can we show it?
You have an opportunity to do some kind of Hollywood. Go ahead, do it. Bibiwood. Do it. Go on. I don't know what to do. Yes, bring some.
The thing is not to make a Hollywood, but to understand how to do it.
That too, we also need. Go ahead. I'm waiting for this for you, from you. Okay. All right.
Tel Aviv 2. Tel Aviv 2. En. Slecha.
Tel Aviv 2. There isn't. Okay. Sorry. In that case, Latin 7.
Rav, it seems that man attains the laws of nature in coercion because he's afraid of the punishment. So where does love appear here and love your friend as yourself?
In your life, evil appears, and it's explained to you that if you truly want to get rid of this evil, you need to reach love thy friend as thyself. And what we now read, this excerpt called the obligation, sorry, that's called necessity to practice caution with the laws of nature, I ask you to read this today. It's not a lot, it's one page. Read this properly, and if you'll have questions, then prepare questions, and we will work on it.
Florida. No.
Yes, Rav. Yes. It seems to me in this article that Baal HaSulam is bringing the importance to the gematria, the number that nature and the creator have the same numerical value. Is there any other word?
No.
Hebrew. No.
No, he only wants to show you that nature and God are the same thing. He's saying actually the opposite of what you want to say. He's saying there is no upper force that you can imagine in some way that exists somewhere out there and calculates. But this entire system, which exists integrally, all of it in full, this is nature, this is Elohim.
Sì, Rab. Possiamo insegnare queste cose attraverso il nostro lavoro? Cioè, per esempio, se io sono uno psicologo...
Can we teach these things through our work? If I, for example, I'm a psychologist or a teacher?
I don't know, I can't give you permission to teach in some place where you teach or that you can influence or, no. You need to learn much more, to talk to our management, to get approval from them if they agree or not, because you're reaching out to people on behalf of the organization and you need to get approval for that. Otherwise, you can ruin our name. And then people can come to us and complain, who's talking there on behalf of the organization? Do you know him or not? And we will have to say, no, he's not from us. Why isn't he from us? Because he, on his own accord, started now to publish, to spread methods that we didn't prepare for him, didn't qualify him, that he wasn't qualified for. This mustn't be done. Only through approval with our management. Yes.
Se io non uso la, diciamo, il riferimento di Brian Baruch, cioè insegnare questi principi ognuno nel suo lavoro.
But if I don't go under the name of Nebuch, I just teach the principles, and that's how each one will do in his work.
Could be, I don't know. You should see. In every place that we are, somehow we leave some kind of impression. I'm not saying it's bad, but you just need to be cautious that you're doing something to someone that will bring him goodness for sure. That you explain something that's close to their life, to their livelihood. That's how it is. Okay?
יש לנו עוד. נו, לטין.
Querido Rab, al estudiar el libro del Zohar, ¿nosotros revelamos estas leyes ocultas de la naturaleza?
Dear Rav, when we learn the Book of Zohar, do we learn about the secret laws of nature?
Nosotros, en el minuto de estudiar el libro del Zohar, revelamos estas leyes ocultas de la
naturaleza. When we study the Book of Zohar, do we reveal the secret laws of nature?
Of course. The concealed laws of nature. Nature is called God, the upper force, that is working in all of reality, in all of the sources we're in, and in this reality that we attain, that we want to connect it together. From that same reality, we attain the upper force. The general law that exists in all of reality. This is our goal in the meantime. When we'll reach it and understand all of the laws that exist in that same reality, then it's possible that something else will open up above the end of our correction. Because all in all, a state that we need to reach is the end of correction. It's called Gmar Tikkun. Just listen to the words. That we're only finishing to correct something that was ruined. The attitude between us, not everyone, but the attitude between us that was ruined, the Creator purposely ruined it. That's called the sin of the Tree of Knowledge. And we need to connect between us. This is called correction of the sin of the Tree of Knowledge. And then when we come to correction, it's called the end of correction. And then we come to something higher. What is that same principle? I don't know. Then later on we will find it, we will know it. But there, something new opens up. With the vessels that we have corrected, we will enter a new world, infinity. There is no end to all of this. Okay? All right. I'm glad that all in all, you relaxed. I'm very inspired today from Kiev. What's happening to these guys? And it's not... not him nor Kiev on the screens. Belarus, I understand. They had some elections there. But Kiev? Vlad, what's happening?
We're here. We have a question.
Вот отношение к законам природы. Просто мы же в Каббале изучаем природу.
Regarding the necessary relation to the laws of nature. We learn about things that are above our world. How can we explain that to people? On the one hand, we maintain the differences in all the principles of existence in our world. On the other hand, we rise above them. We work above all that. Meaning we can't basically say that we maintain them.
How can this be? We remain to live in our world. We live in this world. We don't get rid of it, and all of reality remains, and we live on that same reality where we live, where we feel it. All of the whole problem here is to tie all of the different parts of reality together. And we tie it both corporeal and spiritual. Everything will be revealed in thought, and that's how we reach a state that we start seeing all of reality as a single structure, and we have nothing other than this reality. We add to it internal laws. We delve even deeper in. That's why it's called internal wisdom, internal matters, internality. That we learn internal laws, the laws of connection, how to connect all these things together. But we don't leave anything. All of this together is in a single system. Corporeality, spirituality, all the system of klipot, everything. We don't lose anything.
What we learn about the system of Adam Rishon, the same principles of connection and the laws that are there, there weren't contradictions there between the parts, they were instinctively connected.
From the world of Ein Sof, there starts being some kind of something that unfolds, like you have an illustration, a sketch, and you start unfolding it, rolling it up, opening it up. So you open this up, and these are the components of reality. It still has nothing in it. That's what the Creator created. And then what happened is the shattering. The shattering in the world of Nikudim, the shattering in the soul of Adam HaRishon, and all of these things. Meaning all of this reality is all of this reality, it is ruined, becoming ruined and ruined and ruined on purpose, so that the Creator shatters it. He doesn't let it exist in the form of still vegetative and animate, but he's bringing the human, the speaking. And the speaking is causing corruption to all the degrees of still vegetative and animate, and becomes included from them and corrupted. And then we need to correct. Just a single part of the system of Adam, it is at the height of the Creator, except for one thing. It does not know how to correctly tie plus and minus these two forces, good and bad. That's why it's written that eventually you will be as God, knowing good and evil. Knowing is the connection that a person, that Adam knew Eve, his wife. And from here we learn. We learn about this entire system. We are confused because we're pulling to this all kinds of definitions. Adam, Eve, all kinds of forms. But really, there is nothing special about it. All in all, on the still vegetative animate and speaking, also in this world, also in the spiritual world, we need to bring the force of completion, the force of connection, and no more than that. That is all. Just like we learned from the beginning of the lesson today, that we lack nothing but only to know how to connect so that love will cover all crimes. That's it.
I have one more question about the work in the 10. It's the same principle. Love covers all crimes. For us in the 10, we've been working for a long time together. We know this very well. We know all the contradictions that exist. It's even clear who's about to say what in the workshop. It's clear to everyone. And where could there be shatterings and contradictions? That's clear to all. Now the question is, how do we build a connection above it? Meaning we need, how can we use this principle at the same moment when it's clear where there could be a problem in the shattering?
I don't think we need to be afraid of this. We need to care for connection all the time. We need to care for connection constantly. Even if you don't identify the shatterings here and there, it doesn't matter that you don't identify the shatterings, but that you act in order to be in lack of correction. And if some kind of shattering is revealed, some corruption, then you're glad that the Creator is revealing to you an opportunity to rise to Him. That's why every time that you discover the corruption, you need to say like Bala Sulam, I'm delightful for the evil that have been revealed. That's how it is. Okay, let us read this excerpt from the article of the piece called from the subtitle Necessity to Practice Caution with the Laws of Nature, from article the piece, and that is all. Let's think about it. We've spoken of this. We can start publishing this method of connection, of unity. How can we make it so that instead of going out to protests and breaking each other's heads, they'll understand how they need to treat one another, and so on and so forth. All these things that we've spoken about during the lesson, we need to try and write about it, each one in their own place, Twitter, Facebook, wherever you're used to writing, and even beyond what you're used to writing, because by that we're causing our correction and the correction of the world. And we'll pass on the baton to Shai, who's there. Oh, today we have...
Yes, today we have Roy Meron as a preparation to the Congress. Let's hear him.
Dear Roy, go ahead.
Thank you very much. Hello, dear friends. We're standing before the biggest Congress in our life, and we'd like to report a little bit about the social activity in the Congress. What is the social activity? It's basically all that's around the lessons. We're going to have a very special preparations for the lessons. We're reading excerpts in a few languages. We're going to have a big Yeshivat Chaverim, a very special one. We'll start with an internal Yeshivat Chaverim in the tens, and we'll go out to a general gathering of friends. We're going to have meals with a taste we had in the last Saturday. We had this taste where we could mingle around the tent with the tens, and at the end we're going to have a very special event. I can't tell you about it because it's going to be a surprise, and that's all a result of world teams work, meeting almost every day, thinking about how can we make this Congress to be the most special one. You have coming up. Okay, we'll continue with the schedule for today. Starting at 10 o'clock, Simeon and Rav live. Then 10:45 until 11:45, Ohr Levi with New Life program. And in the evening, 6 to 7, live Zohar with Rav. Let's continue with the song.
Come on, people, gather round
above this time and space.
Come on, people, gather round,
let's find a higher place.
Come on, people, gather round,
the circle awaits.
Come on, people, gather round,
put a smile on your face. Clear your senses, free your mind, your heart will keep the beat. Let's all sing together, so get up on your feet. Completing the circle,
come my way.
Completing the circle,
unite and play.
Completing the circle, let the love shine night and day. Completing the circle,
come my way.
Completing the circle,
unite.
Let the love shine night and day.
Come on, people, gather round
above this time and space.
Come on, people, gather round,
let's find a higher place.
Come on, people, gather round,
the circle awaits.
Come on, people, gather round,
put a smile on your face.
Clear your senses, free your mind, your heart will keep the beat. Let's all sing together, so get up on your feet.
Completing the circle,
come my way.
Completing the circle,